Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Terry Jones. Batting second. The second baseman, Jose Vidro. Batting third. The third baseman, Michael Barrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vladimir Guerrero. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Brad Fulmer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Widger. Batting seventh. The DH, Shane Andrews. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ryan McGuire. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Orlando Cabrera. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Thurman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting third. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Will Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charles Johnson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Sidney Ponson. And now, play ball. Terry Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Vidro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Johnson and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. One out. Jose Vidro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vidro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Michael Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive towards short. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Widger and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McGuire throws the ball into Barrett who relays the ball to Vidro who tags Bell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Anderson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Brad Fulmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fulmer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Widger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Expos nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vidrow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Will Clark, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is hit by the pitch. Clark moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cabrera. Clark scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Hairston moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Hairston scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up into right field. Guerrero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing third base. Ryan McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to second. Terry Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. McGuire moves to third. One out. Jose Vidro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vidro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vidro hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Jones moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Michael Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Expos 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Harold Baines, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vidro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a pop-up into left field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Brad Fulmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fulmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fulmer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widger is 0-for-1 in the game. Widger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rebule fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Shane Andrews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Widger moves to second. Ryan McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Widger moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ponson fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Andrews moves to third. McGuire moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Expos 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Miguel Batista now pitching. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Batista fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Widger and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Surhoff moves to third. It's 6-2, Orioles. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera misplays the ball. That's an error on Cabrera. Surhoff scores. Bell moves to third. Baines moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Orioles. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Vidro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidro is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. he's got one RBI. Vidrow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michael Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vidrow moves to second. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guerrero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a pop-up into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Fulmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulmer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fulmer hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Expos 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vidrow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston strikes out. Two outs. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Widger is 0 for 2 in the game. Widger hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Shane Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews strikes out. One out. Ryan McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ponson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Expos 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Widger and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 3 in the game. Bordick strikes out. One out. Guillermo Moton now pitching. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fulmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Guerrero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Jose Vidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidrow is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vidrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Expos 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Stowers now playing center field. Mike Mordecai now playing shortstop. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McGuire. Baines reaches second base with a double. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Guerrero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines moves to third. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rabule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett juggles the ball. That's an error on Barrett. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hairston is 0-for-3 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive towards third. Barrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charles Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Widger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Michael Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. One out. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guerrero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Guerrero hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Fulmer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fulmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fulmer hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Expos 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Michael Barrett now catching. Anthony Telford now pitching. James Mouton now playing right field. Shane Andrews now playing third base. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson strikes out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bordick is 0-for-4 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McGuire. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Bordick moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bordick tags and scores. Surhoff tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-2, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Stowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rich Amaral now playing right field. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shane Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Andrews strikes out. One out. Ryan McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mouton moves to second. Mike Mordecai is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mordecai hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops it up and throws to first, with Ponson covering, for the out. Mouton moves to third. McGuire moves to second. Two outs. Chris Stowers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stowers hits a pop-up towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.